Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Like it or not, we have some bad news for you if you've ever pooed.
Yeah, you've been doing it wrong.
You have. There's a story. We found the story, and this comes out every once in a while, and none of us learn from it.
Right.
But we have to. It bears repeating, and it's going to lead us to the promised land of hearing your toilet stories. Mm. But once again, the story has come out. If you're going to the bathroom and you're straining, and I don't. It's so weird to bring any of these. Why are we so weird about talking about pooing?
Hmm.
Do you do this? Do you squat? Are you a squatter?
No, I've been doing it wrong too.
You are?
Well, I sit on the toilet, but we're squatting. You're right. We're not squatting
correctly.
You're
supposed to either squat, or then if you're going to sit, then you need something to elevate your legs, because you need your legs to be in more of that. I'm going to get off mic here, like more of the squat. So like your legs are up a little bit.
Higher than your hips or higher than your...
Yes, higher. So your squat. So like that's why that thing came out called the squatty potty. So you, if you're going to sit normal on the toilet, you get your legs up so you're more in a squat, and it kind of compresses your midsection so that...
Well, I remember you saying that either you had the squatty potty or you have a stool that you can put your foot... Not stool.
As a human being...
On your feet.
Who doesn't lollygag in the bedroom or in the bedroom. Yeah, I don't lollygag there either.
Oh, that's the rumor.
I'm almost done already. I don't have a problem.
You're done and then I'll.
Like I don't even walk in the bathroom till my contractions are like 5 seconds apart.
And then you're done.
I'm just da-da! I don't spend time in there on my phone reading. Like people who have, and I know you do, you have reading material in your bathroom.
I do. I have a Kindle Fire HD right in a drawer.
I love that you're dropping. You want to drop the serial number? I think it's a 64 gig.
It's actually a Kindle, but
yeah. Well, okay. So that's gross. Remind me never to touch your Kindle.
Right. You're right.
That's disgusting. It's a touchscreen.
It is. But I'll clean it when I bring it out. It actually pretty much stays in there. Yeah. Okay.
That doesn't make it any better.
Well,
is it in the same drawer as your toothbrush?
No.
Oh God, no, Slacker. That'd be gauche. You're still touching it with the same hand you touch your toothbrush with. So they're saying, yeah, if you really want to do it right, you gotta do the squatty thing. In fact, in other countries, some of them do. I can't remember which Asian country. They just sometimes just have a hole in the ground. You were talking about it, I think.
Yeah, and this is true. Some cultures literally just have a hole in the ground. They don't have the elaborate contraptions that
you don't need all that.
All this water wastage and this and that.
Yeah,
and
they just squat.
And be done. Yeah.
They are saying that it's the way to do it. So you got to get your knees up above your hips so your colon isn't strained. So that's our first toilet story.
I think they say that the way we're sitting as Americans, it kind of bunges up our colons, and that's why
it chokes your colon.
Yeah,
literally.
Colon choke.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
I think it's going on the band name list.
Colon choke.
I love how when one happens, there's this, you can feel a pause. I just hope everybody listening goes, wait, that could be a band name. Colon choke.
Because we're thinking the same thing.
For sure. It's a heavy metal band, right? It's not like a country band.
No,
it's Garth Brooks and the Colon Chokers.
No.
It can't be his, like...
I don't know now.
It could be Chris Gaines.
It sounds a little redneck.
Chris Gaines and the Colon Chokers.
There we go.
Garth, if you're listening, you're welcome. Do you ever stop and think that maybe Garth is listening?
No, I know he's not.
Me neither. It's fun to think that he might have. So you need to start getting your knees above your hips. So here's something. Lightning hit the methane of a woman's septic tank. I remember when this story first happened.
Yeah.
And then
it
traveled through.
Did.
But porcelain's not conductive, is it? I mean, obviously, water can conduct electricity. Copper pipes can.
My butt.
Your butt would be
in the vicinity of the
but somehow it's
porcelain.
A woman got zapped with lightning while sitting on her toilet.
Yeah, right in the that's lightning. Yeah,
well, I guess she wasn't sitting; she wasn't on the toilet. Oh, it just blew her toilet up. I don't know.
Wow.
It's actually a video, so I can't really describe it. I don't have it in front of me, but...
Porcelain shard everywhere.
It is porcelain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
opening up for Garth Brooks and colon chokers. It's porcelain shard. All right, listen. If we're going to, if we take this any farther in the weeds, right, we're fired. So if you've got a good toilet tale, if you've got a toilet story, this is when we want to hear it. It can be drunk toilet stories. It can be any kind of, I remember I've told this story before, but my friends of mine who had a wine bar invited a bunch of their employees over and somebody dropped a bottle of wine onto their toilet.
And it.
And shattered the porcelain.
And so now none of you can use the...
Well, but they were so hammered from all the wine they drank that they didn't know what to do. Because then at that point, all you got to do, there's just... People, if your toilet is flowing everywhere, there's a tiny little handle back of the toilet. There's
it turns the water off.
Yeah. This person was shammered. Because everybody was walking around with full bottles of wine and just drinking them.
Was this Vines and Parker?
It was Vines and Parker. It was at their house before they sold Vines to the current owners. Okay. But they had all their employees over and somebody's just like schnockered and dropped their bottle, broke the toilet, and they're just like, man, my wine, and water's gushing everywhere. They're like, how do I stop the water? And they're embarrassed because it's their boss outside, so they just let the water just flow and flow and flow. Finally, somebody's like, it looks like wine and water are coming out of the bathroom, so they had to break it down. They didn't know, like, when they're crashing in the door, you got water and wine flowing out of there, or it could be blood, and like you're like, either there's a dead guy in there, or Jesus is in there converting stuff. But either way, it's going to be magical when you get the door open.
Wow.
It was just a drunk guy with a broken bottle of wine and a broken toilet.
Those Vines people know how to party.
They do. Now they're Napa people. Somebody said, I was in a stall minding my own business when suddenly I felt a little hand starting to pet my foot.
Okay, what?
I have a tattoo of a dragonfly on my foot, and apparently the toddler in the next stall with his mother felt the need to pet the dragonfly.
Oh my gosh.
So as I'm trying to make another number two, I hear, oh, so pretty.
I couldn't complete the mission.
And
on
then
that.
The toddler's face was in my stall.
Okay. Then I would just.
While he was lying on the disgusting bathroom floor and he began talking to me. They said the mom was just laughing.
Okay.
I mean, what do you do with a random kid petting your foot and staring at you from underneath? Somebody else said they were in the bathroom and a drunk lady came charging into the stall and threw up all over them.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough of our stories. It's time for your stories. If you got a good toilet story, this is when we want to hear it. Ashley.
Yay.
Toilet.
So about 10 years ago, when cell phones were just starting to get small and skinny, I had my phone in my back pocket, went to the bathroom at my friend's house. Mind you, we were watching a boxing match, and the toilet started to overflow. I ran outside and let them know what had happened and asked how to turn the water off. They accused me of doing the number two, and it was just the number one. And the phone started to glow blue in the bottom of the toilet, and we all thought that was kind of weird. I checked my back pocket, and sure enough, I flushed my phone down the toilet.
Oh, that's what was plugging it, not the number two.
Right. So, knowing that it was not number two, I stuck my arm down in the toilet up to about my elbow to try to get my phone out.
Yeah.
Could not get the phone out. My friend, who has it was, has a plumber friend who said he would come over and take a look at it, tried to take a snake and get it out, couldn't get it out, had to take the toilet off the base and couldn't get it out either end. Front way or back way. So long story short, I had to buy my friend a new toilet.
Yeah, and just leave the, just let it.
Yeah, just. From now on.
There was no getting it out. It was suctioned in there and it was not coming out. So not only did I have to get a new phone and a new toilet, but I had my dignity left at the house too.
Yeah, roughly, no, you lost it all that day.
Alerts and texts are coming through. It's like, you can hear them out there.
Hold on, you're in a toilet. You mean tunnel? No. Wow, thank you, Ashley. Brandon.
Yay.
Toilet.
Hey, so I actually had, this happened to a buddy of mine, but I got the pleasure of watching the whole thing unfold right in front of me. I worked for an airline.
Oh, no.
And this guy's job was to dump the lavatory.
Yep. Blue juice.
Been there.
Yep.
He didn't get the clamp clamped on right, and he got the whole thing, the whole entire lab covered.
Because once it's coming out.
right on him.
It's gravity.
Yeah, Slacker, he missed the clamp, too.
I didn't miss the clamp, but a guy named Sean did. I can tell you his whole name right now, because once you've seen a guy get blue juice, you'll never forget any details of this guy. Like, I can honestly, you know me. I just met somebody in the hallway 2 seconds ago. I have no idea who I met, but I can tell you the name. I can tell you what town he lived in of the guy who took blue juice to the skull. Oh, God, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's nasty. He smelled awful and had crap all in his pockets and everything. He had to go get shots for like 6 months straight.
Yep, for like dysentery and all sorts of, because like you never know what's in there.
Yeah, it was really nasty.
Well, thank you for the call, Brandon. Melanie.
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you?
We're good. Toilet.
Good toilet story. This is a porta potty story. So I'm at a huge concert over the summer. I'm in line with, I don't know, 100 other people. There's probably 15 of them lined up. And somebody behind me starts throwing up. So anyway, everyone's trying to get this guy into a porta potty because he's throwing up all over the place. It's hot and it stinks and everyone's drunk and what, you know, concert. Anyway. So he goes in to the porta potty, and I'm still in line. I'm 4 people back. He's in there forever. And someone's like, gosh, someone should go check on him because nobody did this with him. They open up the door, and he's kneeled down with his head in the hole.
All the way in?
Best part, all the way in. The best part is an hour later, we're in our seats, and we look back, and he's totally drinking and enjoying the concert.
She like nothing ever happened.
He went from putting his head in the crud.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a rally, dude. I think, oh my God.
Like French kissing chicks.
Oh, God. Can you describe him to any girl who might have hooked up with him later that night? No, they probably know.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It was so bad. Oh, yeah, it was bad.
I wish I had that rallying ability, though. Thank you for the call, Melanie.
Yuck.
Nigel?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Toilet.
Okay. I used to work with a guy in London. He got very drunk after work, was heading back to the station, and he farted, but a little bit more than he expected.
Oh, God.
So the guy was a bit smelly. He was racing towards the train station, goes in a menswear store, explains to the guy, obviously can't try anything on. The guy gives him a bag. The guy then makes it to the train, jumps in, goes to the toilet, train's moving, strips everything off, chucks his old pants and underwear out of the window of the moving train. Opens the bag, sweatshirt in there.
Oh, it's sweatshirt!
Oh, no!
Dude, that's not going to help me.
No.
So he just... Nigel.
That was in the 90s before mobile phones.
So he's just living in the bathroom. Oh,
that sucks.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.